To celebrate the publication of Cowboy Poetry, a gathering, Peregrine Smith Books recently held a little gathering of their own. In Layton, Utah, they brought together a few cowboy poets and a few dozen listeners, most dressed appropriately in jeans and boots with bandanas and sets and hats. They all huddled around a large campfire, munching on a beefy buckaroo stew. One by one, the few real cowboys and real poets in the bunch climbed onto a hay bale, and under a galaxy of stars and a crescent moon, they recited their stuff.
I'm going to ask Bill to do one called The Glow. I've been sitting here looking at the fire, and that's what it's about.
Thank you. What's in the fire that fools man's desire to stare a hard gaze at a campfire blaze? From the bright amber coals to where the blue flame rolls, the glow is sure there, and it'll draw your stare. And men sit for hours where the red flame flowers, without a thought in their head, it's like their mind's gone dead. No want, no care, it just holds you there, in a blank state of mind with nothing to find. The popping and cracking goes on unobserved, it's the flames that hold you so reserved. They're leaping and reaching, trying to find a way to penetrate man's simple mind. Thank you.
I've asked a lot of cowboys what makes a good cowboy, and they'll say it's a person who can be at the right place at the right time. Cowboy poetry is using the right word in the right place, and there is almost an uncanny sense about a lot of this poetry.
Hal Cannon is a Utah folklorist who edited Cowboy Poetry, a gathering.
Cowboy poets, without the benefit of formal education, oftentimes have a real natural ability with language, and they didn't gain that through going to school. They gained it through the vernacular of the range and also from developing a keen observance of their surroundings. And the best of cowboy poetry tells a good story in a beautiful way, or creates a picture that is complete and doesn't use trite words to do it.
This is about roundup time in the North Country, and it feels a little bit of roundup in the air. I'd like Waddy to do one of my favorite poems by one of my favorite poets, Bruce Kiscadden. It's a poem called When They Finish Shipping Cattle in the Fall.
Well, you're not exactly blue, yet you don't feel like you do in the winter on the long, hot summer days. So your feelings and the weather seem to sort of go together. You're quiet and dreamy out in haze. When the last big steer is goaded up the chute and safely loaded, and the summer crew seems to hit the ball, well, the fella starts to drag him to the home ranch with the wagon when they finish shipping the cattle in the fall.
Yeah, my name is Waddy Mitchell. I'm from Elko County, Nevada, and I'm in the cow ranching business and always have been. So I grew up on the ranch and had a lot of ranch hands and cowboys around all the time I was growing up. Seemed like every single one of them knew some poetry. And it's just an aspect of their lives that Hollywood forgot to show. John Wayne might have lost a little bit of image had he gotten up there and said much poetry.
Yeah, you build your camp that night. You've got a fire burning bright, yet nobody seems to have a lot to say. In the spring, you sung and hollered. Now you get your supper swallowed and you throw them to your blankets right away.
Oh, it's a reflection of the life we live. Yeah, everything from getting up on a cold morning to going to bed on a hot evening, it reflects everything. Our feelings, our sorrows, our happy times, and a few special moments in our lives that will bring a tear to most people's eyes.
There are some people, though, who say this really isn't poetry.
Some people that went to school to learn their poetry and think that they got to go think awful deep thoughts and nobody else can think them, that's fine. I hope someday I can learn to appreciate their stuff, but this stuff, if it's authentic and I enjoy it, then why not call it poetry? But let's clarify it and call it cowboy poetry.
No, there ain't much chance of sleeping when the memories come a-creeping. Sometimes you think you hear the voices call. When a fella starts to drag him to the home ranch with the wagon, when they finish shipping cattle in the fall.
An autumn chill has settled in now. Spoken words leave breathy frost in the night air. Flames from the campfire throw shadows that dance on serious faces. Cowboy poetry is not always so serious. There are in this new collection tall tales that brag of buckaroos lassoing and hogtying the devil, one that tells of cowboy reincarnation, with cowboys coming back in the form of cow manure. And there is verse after verse of lost loves and lost horses, determined Bronx and dying time. Cowboy Poetry, A Gathering, is just small enough to fit in the back pocket of a pair of 501 Levi's. It is published by Peregrine Smith Books of Layton, Utah. This is Howard Berkus reporting.